This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Well, here we go. Happy Monday on this Monday, August 26th. Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you, Steph.
Good morning, JC.
We are down a voice this morning.
Yeah.
Mercedes is out sick. She's out. She sent a message this morning at what, 2:25 this morning?
It was about 2:30 this morning, which I didn't see until I woke up around 3:45. But she texted at 2:25 a.m. this morning. She's been sick all night, and she's going to have to use a sick day. I'm like, oh, my gosh, please, yeah, don't be. She says sorry. I'm like, don't be sorry when you feel sick. Like, please get your rest.
Anytime we take a sick day, it's always like, I am so sorry. You have to get healthy.
It's not like you're intentionally out there trying to get sick. Like, oh, I'm going to get sick so I don't go to work on Monday.
She's there at pickleball on Saturday. Sneeze on me.
Come on, Matt. So you know you're sick. Come on.
Give it to me.
No.
When she sends a message too, or when anyone sends a message like an hour before you're supposed to come in, you know that she was sick by all day Sunday. It was just weighing on her. No, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I'll go to bed. I'll get some rest. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. And then you just get to the point where, like, I can't do it. I just need the day to rest.
Yeah, and you could tell because when we sent our stuff at night, that we all sent in the stuff that we usually do every night before we go have the show the next morning. She sent her topics in. She said what's trending in. And then, you know, during between those times that she sent her topics in and between 2 a.m., that it was a rough
That's
night.
That's a great observation.
Yeah, I always do. I'm like, oh, Donna, I'm putting myself in her shoes. But how was your weekend? I know it was your wife's birthday this past
weekend.
It's
today, actually.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah, so today's my wife's birthday. So happy birthday, Laura. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Today's her birthday, and she's traveling to San Diego today to take care of some things out in San Diego. So she's going to your neck of the woods.
Nice.
She's going to San Diego today. But it was a wonderful weekend. We did a birthday celebration on Saturday night with some friends. I had a buddy who had a birthday last week. So we did a joint birthday party on Saturday night.
Is this the seafood restaurant that you were talking about?
We did, yes. Yeah.
Did your buddy end up eating oysters? Did you pressure him?
I got a buddy of mine who does not like oysters, and every time we go out, I'm always the guy that I'm a food bully. I'm like, dude, just try them. You'll like them. Da, 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 da. I did not bully him on Saturday night.
Wow.
And he tried an oyster.
Without you pressuring
With
him.
With zero pressure from me.
So how did it work out? Like, the oysters came to the table, you guys were eating it.
Well, I normally don't do this, but we decided to do the tasting menu where they just bring out your said items. And so we're like, yeah, you know, there's a lot going on. Like, let's just do the tasting menu. No one has to worry about anything. The first item on the tasting menu was oysters.
And it's probably because he was hungry. So imagine you're like, you're waiting for all the food, and the first thing that comes out is the oysters, and it's like the first thing that comes out for a while, and you're like, darn it, let me just have the oysters.
Maybe I'm not sophisticated enough. I never do tasting menus, and so this is the first time I've done like a tasting menu, and there's six of us. We sit down, and they bring out the oysters the first round, and they sit it next to me, and there's six. I'm like, right on, here we go. And the guy's like, that's for the entire table.
Not just you, buddy.
I'm like, oh, we each get one oyster. Ooh.
And that's like the whole thing that's holding you down for like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, oh my God, yes. And then it wins round two. And then round two comes out. I'm like,
ooh. A little bit of ice. Yes. Oh, yeah. Six oysters. It's totally going to fill me up to the next one.
Well, round three was olives.
Olives?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We need some bread here, you guys. There's nothing to hold me.
I got to send you the photos because for both of my two friends that came along to dinner on the way home, one of them stopped at Capriati's and the other one stopped at Roberto's to actually get some food.
That's the worst thing about seafood, because you're still hungry afterwards.
Yes.
Delicious, don't get me wrong, but if you don't have anything besides seafood, you're like, all right, 2 hours later, you're ready to go to eat more.
Company was wonderful. Atmosphere was fantastic. Service was great. But yeah, when you leave a dinner, like a 2.5 hour long dinner too, and you're still hungry, you're like, come on, where's the food? I tasted nothing.
Yeah, and then you also get wasted faster too if you're drinking with the seafood.
That's the trick. My wife's like, we'll do another bottle of wine. I'm like, okay.
Well, happy birthday to Laura and your friend, right? It was a joint birthday
party.
Yeah,
it was a joint birthday. So
that's awesome.
You had a nice weekend on your end?
I did. On Friday night, I went to see Boys to Men and Robin Thicke at the Cosmopolitan, and it was so good. I cried my eyes out. That just every single Boys to Men song, except Motown Philly, is just tears. just water runs dry on bended knee. And I'm like, I gotta go. So I left the show kind of early because I was just so exhausted from crying.
Crying that much?
It was so good. Because their vocals, they still got it. And I think they still got a few more dates over at the Chelsea. So if you're a fan, I highly recommend going. So I had a fun time on Friday night. And then Saturday night, I had a surprise birthday party with one of our old friends.
Jocelyn, old producer. Yes.
And it was so good to see her. She has her boyfriend and she has her, she's a stepmom. So seeing her kid and just, it's so fun. It's just getting together with Jocelyn. I don't see her often. So when I do, it's really, really cool.
She's got an amazing love story. She's now with a guy who used to work here at the radio station.
Yes.
And we knew that he had a crush on Jocelyn. And
I did too. Yeah. We all did. We're like, come on.
Yeah.
And then it's so cool to see them all together and just like living their, you know, happily ever after.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Yeah. It sounds like a good weekend. Well, Mercedes will be back tomorrow and we wanted to rest up and get better, but we still have a lot of show coming your way this morning, including those tickets to Disneyland. Yes, you're going to Disneyland. We've got your tickets coming up right around 7:30. Also, tickets to go see Pink. Lower level tickets. Oh, maybe that's Mercedes texting me right now. I got a text message.
Oh,
no,
is it?
It's not.
It's Laura.
Not. It's Laura. Yeah.
I figured.
Just checking in. Tickets to go see Pink. Lower level seats to go see Pink. That's happening in the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, you get to pick the first song of the show. It's time for the pre-show. You pick them. You got three choices. Which song do you want to hear? First option is The Offspring.
I know, playing with me. That's okay.
His self-esteem. Option number two is Tupac, Dr. Dre. California Love. And then option number three, Kelly Clarkson. Those are your three choices. Which song do you want to hear? You can call us. You can send us a text message. You can vote on all social media platforms. By the way, our phone number is 702-364-9400. We will count the votes and then reveal the winner next, coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're going to want to hear this.
Coming up here next, let's be honest, kids can be disgusting, but Mercedes' childhood friend, known as the Bulldog, might be the nastiest, and it's all based on what he would eat. What was it? Well, we'll tell you next, but first, the votes are in, and California Love is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it.
Yeah.
It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show. You pick them.
California Love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Good morning, Dee. How are you?
We are well. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Who is Dee and your husband Ed is with you?
Yeah.
Awesome. You guys had a nice weekend?
Yes, we did. Thank you.
All right. You ready to play Heads Up?
Okay.
All right. So Mercedes is out today. And when it comes down to partners, just a heads up to you, it'll be between Steph and myself. You're playing for these tickets to go see Metro Boomin. And your categories are Hello Tokyo, Doberman, Go-Go Power Rangers, Red Red Wine, and Newborn Baby. So Dee and Ed, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Steph.
Yes.
All right. What category do you guys want to go with?
Doberman.
Okay. Doberman. All right. Dee, Ed, and Steph, you're 60 seconds.
Hold on. It's National Dog Day today. So these are all animals that start with the letter D.
Listen, if you got a dog, you better be posting some photos. It's National Dog Day.
Exactly.
All right, everyone. Let's get serious. Here we go. You're 60 seconds. It starts now.
This is, they're sea animals. They go, ha, ha. They like laugh funny. Yes. Okay. This you might see crossing the street, blank in the headlights.
Deer.
Yes. These quack. They're in the water.
Duck.
Yes. This is like a horse looking. They have a tail. You pin the tail on the. Yes.
Yes.
This is a dog that has spots on it. The firefighters are associated.
Doberman.
No.
Doberman.
No, the spots. A dog with spots.
A pet.
Pass.
Pass. Okay. This is an insect. They also, they're kind of like two words put into one. They can breathe fire, but that's like the
dragon.
Dragonfly. Okay. And then, this one is actually a white bird. Beautiful. You'll let him go.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. I'm sweating.
Wow.
We did great.
Thank you.
The one we passed on was Dalmatian.
Oh, yeah.
The spots. But you guys did awesome. Great job, you guys.
Thank you.
And Dee, your Labor Day weekend is all set. We have tickets for you to go see. You're going to go see Future and Metro Boomin. That's Friday night at T-Mobile Arena. So congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
And we'll have more of those tickets tomorrow morning with Heads Up. And coming up next.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Stephanie, good morning. How are you feeling on this Monday morning?
Oh, so good. I'm a bit nervous.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. You have someone there to help you with the Mega Minute. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I have my daughter, Harper, and my son, Davin.
Okay, how it works is we'll have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. They're pop culture questions. If anyone in the car knows the answer, just shout it out, okay?
Okay.
And you're playing for these tickets to go to Disneyland. Four tickets to Disneyland.
Oh, I'm so excited for this, you guys.
It's just even executing the game, I get a little nervous.
Yeah, but it's fun.
It's a lot of fun. So, Stephanie, for some reason, if you get a question wrong, or if you pass on a question, we will come back to that question at the end, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. And the Mega Minute, it starts now. In Tarzan, what animals did he grow up with?
An elephant and a gorilla.
Correct. What Disney California Adventure ride replaced the Tower of Terror?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Correct. If your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign?
Leo.
Incorrect. What is the holiday that is celebrated the first Monday in September?
Labor Day.
Correct. In The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, what is Uncle Phil's job?
Oh, pass.
Call Me, Beat Me, If You Want to Reach Me is associated with which Disney show?
Kim Possible.
Yes. What is the fear of spiders called?
Arachnophobia.
Correct. What actor plays Beetlejuice? Aladdin has a popular song titled A Whole New What?
World.
Yes. Which artist is known for their current hit song, Birds of a Feather?
I don't know.
Stephanie, we got through all the questions, but you missed a couple.
Dang it.
I know. Dang it indeed. Oh, that is so hard sometimes.
It is.
Okay, let's go back to the ones that you passed on, got wrong. So the first one was, if your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign? Virgo is the answer on that one.
Just started to Virgo season a couple days ago.
Did it really?
She said Leo, which was
the last one.
It's just a couple
just
weeks.
Just Leo. Oh,
no,
gosh.
Sorry, Leo. It's Virgo season.
The Fresh Prince one, right?
Yep.
And The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, what is Uncle Phil's job? Judge. You know, if you didn't watch that show, you're not going to get it, which is hard. And then I think the other one was, which actor plays Beetlejuice? Michael Keaton.
And then the last one, she got number 10 wrong, too.
Yeah. Which artist is known for the current hit song, Birds of a Feather? Billie Eilish. Oh, my gosh. Well, here's the deal, Stephanie. I'm going to hang up on you, so you could hang up and dial right back, because if you're caller 20, you'll get the tickets. Caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. You're getting four tickets to the Disneyland Resort. 702-364-9400. Good luck. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and everyone meet Strati. Good morning, Strati.
Morning. How's it going?
Awesome. What are you up to right now?
Just at work.
Just at work. Well, listen, your work week is off to a great start. Strati, you're call number 20, and you just got four tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Oh, my God. I can't. My kids are going to love this.
Seriously, how many kids do you have?
I got two.
Two? All right. Well, they're going to Disneyland.
That's awesome. I cannot believe it. Oh, my God.
Stridey, this is awesome. Do us a favor. And maybe when they get home from school, you can play them the podcast so they can hear Dad winning them tickets to Disneyland.
I definitely will. Definitely will.
Beautiful. Hold on 1 second and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And check this out. Heather Collins, she is broadcasting live from Disneyland today starting at 10 o'clock. And she will have your tickets to Disneyland during her show.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Good morning, Melinda. How's your Monday going so far?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Well, we have a feeling it's going to get a lot better because you get your caller 20 and you get to play Heads Up right now and you're playing for these tickets to go see Pink, okay?
Perfect.
All right, Melinda, you have 60 seconds on the clock to get these six answers correct. You got five categories to choose from, and those categories are Pretty in Pink, Pop Star, Allegiant Stadium, Labor Day, and Go Rebels.
Let's do Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink. Okay, those are things and characters that are pink. Sounds easy. Now, Melinda, Mercedes is out today. She's out sick today. So as far as partners, you can pick either me, JC, or Steph is here as well. Melinda, who do you want as your partner?
I think I'll take Steph today.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
You did great earlier today,
okay.
Steph.
All right, let's do this.
All right, here we go. Melinda, Steph, your 60 seconds starts now.
This is a pink candy you would find in, like, the circus or the fair?
Cotton candy.
Yes. This is a animal that's pink that stands on one foot.
Ostrich or a flamingo?
Yes. This is a cute little pink character on Winnie the Pooh, super small.
Piglet.
Yes. Yes. You chew this, you can form a big circle.
Bubblegum.
Yes. This is an English character cartoon. She's kind of savage and she will have like, let's pass on that. This is SpongeBob's friend.
Patrick?
Yes.
Is that
Is that it?
You want to take Patrick? Yeah. Patrick Star, Patrick Rourke.
Yes. Oh my gosh. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes.
Yeah, that's 6.
Oh my God. The character that I was struggling with from England is Peppa Pig. Very savage.
Oh.
She hangs up on her friends.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's mean.
Woo! We did
Melinda.
It,
Great teamwork, Steph. Thank you.
Yes,
amazing teamwork. You had like 20 seconds to spare. You were pressed for time, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Plenty
of
time.
But it was great. Congratulations, Melinda.
Melinda, all set with these tickets. Lower levels to see Pink, the Summer Carnival 2024 tour. We'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning with Heads Up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.